Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And this week we are recapping San Diego Comic-Con.
Trailers
from San Diego Comic-Con. Thank you.
Other stuff, you gotta sift through everything. And
yep.
Lots of toys and craziness.
Yep. So
I haven't even looked at all the stuff.
Yeah.
Like Marvel Legends announced a lot of stuff.
Well, did you see the ones I posted in the the shared? Yeah. Like those, I want that AIM 2 pack. Those are cool.
Yeah. So, well, that's the same as the Hydra 2 pack.
Which
you have to at least buy six.
At least buy six.
Well, no, so. I bought three to get six figures.
Okay.
Because
right.
Yeah, you can make six different figures out of all those. And I think the AIM pack's going to be the same.
Yeah, they were multiple heads.
Right.
Excuse me. Okay, real quick before we get started, I want to give a shout out to everyone at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show. It was an awesome time this year. We will have our recap episode of that next week.
Yes.
Because we really wanted to talk about this Comic-Con stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
That
gives you time to edit.
I really do have to edit. I have about 4 hours of audio. So, yeah. Anyway, good times. But thanks to Aaron and the Roma crew. It was awesome. Thanks to Mary and Joe and Revenge City Cosplay.
Did she really like my mic?
She totally liked your mic stand. So, or your mic that.
There, I liked it too.
Anyway. Oh, I'm glad I cleaned it before I took it there because it was gross. Well,
you know, that's not for me.
What?
That's not for me.
No, yours was gross.
Well, yeah, well, I don't know why.
You're the only one who uses it. But I took the old mixer.
Yeah.
And these mics and the other audio mic. And which is great, but it's like I should have just brought the new interface thing.
Yeah.
But it was fun and it was awesome and everyone, there was lots of fun to be had. So
wasn't there, so there wasn't lots of fun.
We coined a new hashtag, non cosplay is not consent. Anyway.
Neither is cosplay.
Well, yeah, exactly. But and it's funny because we complained to Sarah as the promoter and she's like, I'm not doing anything about
this. Oh, because you were harassed?
Yeah, because it was funny. But it was a good time. All right. So trailers. Did you break these out into animation movies or is it just a list?
No, it was just the list that you sent me.
Okay.
I just literally pulled it up. And
did I just put it in random? Oh, yeah. I guess I totally did. Well, no, I have them. They're animation into live action.
But then I add it more.
Yeah. So.
You forgot Clone Wars, so that's in the middle.
Well, I was like at the end.
You correct? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway.
The way I went down the list was pretty much the way you sent the list to me.
Cool. All right. Do you want to start with? Let's just start at the top of the list with Disenchanted.
Disenchantment.
Sorry, Disenchantment.
Yes.
I say Disenchanted because I was a little disenchanted with this particular trailer.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
Well, I'm not a Simpsons or Futurama fan.
So I prefer Futurama.
Right.
So I will definitely give this a shot.
But I get the fandom of those shows,
mm-hmm.
but this
not
one
for you.
Didn't, no.
And that's okay,
really,
you know?
Didn't really do much for me.
There were a few little funny bits that I enjoyed, but
yeah,
overall, really. I was like, you know, I'm hoping that it drops all at once so I can kind of just pick and choose what I want to watch.
Sure.
And not have to wait week over week,
right.
Which... I mean, if it follows the traditional Netflix model,
it'll
that's what
there.
It'll do.
Yeah.
I also hope that it's not like 26 episodes or something like that.
Right. They didn't say, did they?
No. So, excuse but it
me.
Comes out relatively soon.
Yeah. Everything on here pretty much is coming out relatively soon.
You know,
well, everything that's Netflix.
Netflix-wise, yes. Yeah. And it definitely had that that Netflix vibe to it, or that Simpsons art style, the Futurama art style.
Well, yeah, it's got the Matt
Groening
art style, and it's like, you know, of course it does because it's from Matt Groening and his crew.
From the mind of the man who created.
So, I mean, you know, it was like seeing that, I was just like, oh, yeah, I won't be into this anyways because, you know, I've never been into Simpsons hardcore or Futurama.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed what I've watched, but...
I lean more towards South Park than Simpsons, so... And then I definitely of those like of South Park, Simpsons,
I lean
Futurama.
More to Tom and Jerry. And,
yeah, well,
yeah.
Like I'd probably go South Park, Futurama, Simpsons in that order.
Yeah.
So, But it definitely looked like it. And so, like I said, I'll check it out, but I was not, it did not light it on fire for me.
Right.
So, all right. So next up was the Dragon Prince, which our buddy David Griffin from IGN was hosting. It was his first panel that he hosted.
Okay.
Which I was shocked. I know he's been on panels.
Right.
But he did not.
He had never hosted a panel before.
Yeah, not hosted one before. Okay. You having trouble over there?
I just bumped it.
Okay. Oh, you know what?
You're good. Leave it on.
Leave it on? Okay. Yeah. Keep going. I'll just have to cut that silence out.
No, you can keep talking.
I guess I can cut that out. You're on a separate track now, too. Derp. All right. So the Dragon Prince. So did you think that animation was a little wonky?
It looked like gaming animation, like old gaming animation.
So, but it was like mixed, right? Like there was some animation. So, some of it was really good and crisp, and some of it was wonky and disjointed.
I wrote down just little notes because I wrote these down on a break at work today. And I literally wrote, didn't do much for me. If this is due in September, why didn't we get more? Why wasn't there? Because it's got a September release.
Yeah, like the 12th or 17th or whatever.
So why didn't we get like a full length trailer? There's no story in that trailer at all. I mean, I'm like, what's this about? Just putting, like, for you, I'm like, oh yeah, you just put from the creators of Avatar and you're like, I'll watch it.
I'm all in. It's that.
I'm sitting there going, okay.
So I was really upset that it wasn't Studio Mir.
Well, and I knew that too. When I seen that it wasn't Studio Mir, I was like, oh, he's not going to like that.
It's not that I don't like
it. Well, Studio Mir's too busy doing Voltron. Well,
oh God, it's so good.
Right.
Anyway, all right. So you're right. They didn't tell us anything.
No, like literally there's nothing in there except a joke with a dog.
But I think it's probably because the first episode is going to be. So David said they aired the first episode.
Okay.
And it went over really well. So.
But make a full length trailer.
Yeah. Give me a trailer that entices
me to
watch.
Even if it's 10 episodes, you can have a trailer that gives a little bit more because. Yeah, the San Diego Comic-Con attendees got to see the first full episode. I didn't. That doesn't mean I'm going to watch it.
It's, what, a month and a half away?
Yeah.
Where's the full trailer?
Yeah,
I get it. Well, maybe they'll have one coming out.
The animation has to be complete if they showed the first full episode.
Yeah.
So who knows? I don't know.
Anyway, I'll definitely check it out just because, you know, it's me. And it's related.
Because it's from the creators of Avatar.
It's not even the creators. It's from the head writer.
He was a co-creator, wasn't he?
Well, no.
I thought it said that at the beginning of that trailer.
Maybe it's produced by Brian and Mike. I don't know. All right. So then we got a new Voltron trailer.
So that's literally like any horror movie where it's from the producer of this horror movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From Voltron, the minds.
We already know.
Well, but the cool thing about it is it comes out in... August 10th?
Because they're done with it. They're already done with it. They're splitting it down so people have time to watch it.
Dude, if they drop six to seven episodes every 2 months for the next year.
They might.
I'm stoked.
You said how many episodes are they doing?
They want to do 100 is what I read.
That might be what you're getting.
That would be so, so cool.
I'm sure at this point, the first season probably was hard because you have to get the animation down and all that. At this point, they've got the animation down where it's probably going quicker.
Yeah.
So they're probably producing faster.
In 4 minutes of every episode is Voltron forming.
So just change the background on that once in a while. That's my only thing is like if they're on a planet, make it where it's on a planet.
Yeah, they're in that planet, in that atmosphere. I get it.
Yeah.
So. But the trailer was pretty good.
Going back
to Earth, that song that was playing was awesome.
Yeah.
And then the whole Keith getting his Nightcrawler on with the wolf.
Yeah, that was like, okay, so now he's got other powers.
Well, no, it's not Keith. It's the wolf that's jumping because he's holding on to the wolf. And the wolf is like jumping around. And that Galra thing that he's fighting is pretty cool looking. See. So
I don't think we'll get Vehicle Voltron in this.
I do not believe we are going to get it this time out.
I think we'll get it in the next.
But we will get the groundwork for Vehicle Voltron this time out. I did like when they came back and she was like, it's Katie, you know, and so we were, cause we joked about that.
Sure.
Where you're like, it's Pidge. I'm like, it's Katie. And so
it's Pidge.
Yeah, it is Pidge. You're right. All right. So one I'm super excited for, but at the same time, highly disappointed.
Because it's not going to be on Netflix?
Well, it's not that it's not going to be on Netflix. It's the fact that they did that whole 3 or 4 minute recap before they even got to the trailer.
Well, they needed to at this point. How many years has it been?
I don't think they did. It's been 3 years.
I think
so. I am disappointed that it's not on Netflix.
Not everybody watched it when it was on Netflix.
You're right, but Netflix is what saved this show by the number of people who streamed it and tweeted about it and stuff like that. And, you know, I own this, and I still streamed it when it was on Netflix to, you know, help get the stream count up.
Do you feel that Netflix has a right to say, hey, you know, we did this?
I think they do.
Like a lawsuit type thing?
I don't think a lawsuit.
I honestly do, because I think it was like bad intentions of DC to do that and then say, oh, no, we're not going to do that.
But then
and I wrote that down. I'm not paying for another streaming service to watch one show.
So exactly. And we'll talk about Titans later, but
yeah. Oh no, I've got my opinion of Titans too.
So $75 for a year, for the first year, right?
For the first year.
And then it's like $6 or $7.99 a month, whatever it is.
Amazon just raised their price up.
Yeah.
So
I do the annual, so it's still only like $100 a month or $100 a year.
It went up to $120.
Did it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm still on the student.
You might want to check it.
I didn't pay $120. Because I just paid not too long ago.
I know,
ago.
But it'll...
Whatever.
You might want to check it.
It's worth it. So Amazon's totally worth it.
Except on the Prime Day.
Did you get anything?
There wasn't anything to get.
Nothing worked.
I bought a bunch of digital music.
Okay.
That was cheap.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm smarter than the average Amazon shopper.
Smarter than the average bear.
Well, no, because it kept rerouting you right back to the front screen. Well, there were backdoor ways to get around it.
Yeah.
And I was just doing that.
Well,
and
all I got was the pictures of their dogs. It wouldn't even take me back to the home screen.
It would do that every once in a while. But like you just hit refresh.
I was in the app.
Here's the thing. So. Here's the thing. And I made a joke about it to a couple people that are toy collectors who've used like services like Maddie Collector and that. This was literally a Maddie Collector.
Oh, yeah.
You got the white screen. So, you know, except the white screen had dogs on it. Amazon. You don't need to show us your dogs ever again.
The dogs of Amazon.
I would have rather had like an Amazon symbol keep popping up.
Yeah. Just that smiley
face.
We're
experiencing technical difficulties.
Yep.
Would you like to know more?
Okay. So one, I liked what I saw out of the trailer for the most part.
Yeah, I liked that it's called Outsiders.
Yeah.
So, you know, a little nod to the Outsiders because Black Lightning's part of it now.
In the comics, yeah. And
Black Metamorpho. Lightning was in the Outsider comic.
Oh, yeah,
and
he
so
was
Metamorpho.
Yeah. And so we have Metamorpho, we have Black Lightning, we have Static.
Well, and they explained finally, like, I was wondering from the pictures who the bug creature was.
Yeah.
And it's their vehicle.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Well, thank you for showing that because I was really confused.
Yeah, it was that.
And, I like that we seen new gods.
Yep, and we saw Sphere.
Yeah.
And the bio ship was there, but we didn't see Miss Martian.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming we're going to get Wally back.
Maybe.
All right, but here's my big concern with this. All right, they're touting, if you get it now, it's $75 plus you get 3 free months.
Okay.
Right? My fear is they're going to do what they did on Cartoon Network and just air this sporadically throughout the year. And then get to the end of like, you know, 15 months and then, oh, catch the special 1 hour finale. Oh, but you have to re-up for another year.
So like when, and it wasn't HBO's fault per se, but we watched when Westworld came on first season, we watched the first episode during a free preview weekend.
Right.
Because we have DirecTV.
Right.
And then when the end of the season was coming, they aired all 9 episodes the weekend before.
Right.
And literally, I went on and subscribed to HBO Now.
Right.
To see the 10th episode.
Sure.
That is a way to sell it.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's
a selling. That's a selling. But like I said, Netflix busted their butts for this show.
Oh, yeah.
And DC owes them something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this should be airing on both channels or something.
I don't know, but like.
But I'm not, I'm, you know, word to DC. I'm not subscribing to your thing for one show.
I'm either waiting till this hits Netflix.
I'll buy the Blu-rays.
Yeah. I mean, or I'm either waiting.
Or I'll buy it digitally.
I'm waiting until this hits iTunes.
Yeah.
Or I'm pirating it.
Oh, sure.
I'm just going to say it right now.
Right.
I prefer to buy it.
Right.
But if it's going to be something where it doesn't hit iTunes for years.
Right. Yeah. Literally, if it does Blu-ray, you know, doesn't come out like after the season's over.
Right.
Because it should be out the same like time as like any of the Flash DC type shows, the, you know, CWDC shows, should be out a couple months afterwards. And if it's not.
Yeah.
I'll just borrow your pirated version.
Just put on a disc. I'll put on Drive for you. Here you go. Plug it into your Roku. Good times.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm not ashamed to admit that. I'll buy anything. You know, I buy tons of movies.
And I buy tons of stuff too.
I mean, you know, when I loaded all, we talked about that, when I loaded all those digital codes, and it was almost like 300 digital codes. So. That proves that I own more than 300 Blu-rays.
Yep.
And I'm happy to buy Blu-rays.
Yeah, I have at least 300 in there.
But so. I mean, you're at the point now where you just buy everything digitally.
Well, I just don't have room.
Right.
So.
But I'm like, I like to have it. Yeah.
Oh,
but
I would love to have, I would love to get everything on Blu-ray.
Right.
But I just, I'm out of
room. Well, and at this point, it's like, I'm very select on what I buy. It's like if I, and that's where the streaming services come in. Because if I see something and I really like it, I will go buy it.
Right.
And that, but like, otherwise I'm not buying it. Right. Like Ready Player One came out today. This Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll hear this on Friday, but it's Tuesday. Ready Player One came out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go buy it.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I already bought the digital version.
Well, sure. Yeah, you've already had the digital version. But I'm
like
I'll
buy
it.
So, what
if there's somebody got a good price on it,
today's July 24th.
Yeah.
Avengers Infinity War comes out for digital on August 3rd.
So 2 weeks. Yeah.
So I'll buy that.
Right.
Like I bought Thrawn Alliances today, and I've listened to 2.5 hours of it already. The audio.
Oh, okay. You bought the audio.
Yeah, because Mark Thompson, man, he nails Thrawn.
I know, but I like to read it because I hear the voice in my head.
I get it, but it's easier for me to
I hear the voice in my head that I've heard since I read the first Thrawn book 20 plus years
ago. So what does that voice sound like?
Kind of like Cobra Commander, but not so comical.
Okay.
Like a snake, kind of. Yeah, like a little bit of a hiss. Like, they got it. When he showed up on Rebels and he had that tone, I'm like, they got it.
Yeah, Lars Mikkelsen nailed it.
I'm like, he didn't have the kind of hiss. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing that I
so
imagine like like that kind of thing with him, because he seemed that like that kind of threat, like a snake or something, you know, something like reptilian, because reptilians are kind of dangerous in my mind, and that, but that's the way I always thought of Thrawn.
And I
and the blue
him
skin
with
always made
ears,
me,
you know,
like a Vulcan,
like not like a like not like not
well, I mean,
as
there was pictures of him on
Vulcan.
The books,
yeah,
and
so.
That and so it was like, but one of those things where it's like when you see him and you're like, he's blue skin and they call his race the Chiss, and
the
I'm
Chiss
like
ascendancy,
yeah,
it's
and I'm
so
like the,
cool
just with the S's, I'm like, so they talk with that kind of
I'm fad.
Yeah. And but I was like, you know, he looked like the aliens. I think they're called Duros that are part of the Star Wars universe. Mm-hmm. He looked like that. And I was like, well, he's not one of those because he's blue skin and those things are like gray skin. But I was like, he just looks very threatening.
Yeah.
Like in my imagination as a teenager. It's
and
like,
because of the red eyes.
Yeah.
The glowing red eyes. Is
so
the
when Lars Mikkelsen came on and they introduced him and, you know, the first few words coming out of his mouth, I'm like, yeah, they got it.
Yeah.
I was literally like, yeah, that's kind of the voice I've heard in my head for that long.
And Mark Thompson
like,
does
totally
the voice
like,
really well, too, as the audiobook.
But I just like to, you know, read it in that voice.
Yeah.
Then it's Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so the Anakin Skywalker is not
does he do
good.
All the voices? Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. So sticking with Star Wars, Clone Wars is back, baby.
Did we really need it, though?
I'm not complaining.
I love
the trailer.
But I was just like,
I loved the trailer. I've watched it probably 10 times.
But I was just like, did we really need it?
No.
No.
I mean, we have the Resistance coming.
Right.
And
I'm
I mean,
like, did you end Rebels because of this?
So this is another cash grab, though, for the streaming service.
Well, sure.
And you know what, though? We've talked about this before. The Disney streaming service is one because they're going to have all the old stuff on there.
Right, yeah.
Is a must.
It's like
have.
if they're literally going to put their archive stuff on their streaming service.
Open up the vault and put it on there.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the stuff that they've been putting on Turner Classic Movies for the last 2 years, like the old movies that I enjoy more, you know, the live action old movies. So it's like, if that's on there, this that service is going to do me a service.
Yeah. Like having like even like the 80s stuff with like Scott Baio and Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
You know, all
that stuff. Computer War tennis shoes and
Zapped,
all that. Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's totally worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I love that we got original voices.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got Ahsoka.
I like
Frigantano,
that they kept
y'all.
A secret.
Yeah.
I like that it stayed secret until the convention.
Yeah.
Because it literally was like, well, why is there no Star Wars at San Diego Comic-Con as a Clone Wars panel?
Yeah.
And then this showed up.
Yeah,
it was like, ah. Because
it's the 10th anniversary of it. And so this has me even more excited for Celebration now, because I'm assuming all these people are going to be there.
You probably are right.
So,
yeah.
So and it opens up
save
a ton of things.
Save your money.
We can, well, yeah. Billy and I talked about that.
Yeah.
So... We can see more of Maul to set up what was.
I don't think
happening.
You'll see Maul.
You don't?
Because they did that story.
But it's the whole thing. But he still fought for that afterwards because it's in the Ahsoka Tano book, which is canon.
Well, right. But the comic book story that they wrote that.
Did
explains,
that take care of it?
Yeah,
is Ahsoka in that?
I don't think Ahsoka's in that, but it's part of canon.
Okay.
So it explains what the Emperor
there is a,
had him do.
So there
which
is a post.
We see in Solo.
There
so.
Is a post Rebels. Or post Clone War, pre Solo mission that Ahsoka goes on and fights him, which is why when he shows up in season 2 of Rebels, he's like, ah, Lady Tano.
Yeah.
And she hates it that he calls her. She hates it that he calls her that.
Right.
And it's touched on in the Ahsoka book.
Right.
Because when she escapes Order 66, that's part of it too. So,
which, thinking of that, Ashley Eckstein shared that I guess E.K. Johnston wrote Ahsoka Tano's book, is writing a Padme book.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay.
So Padme's part of
Alliances. Padme's making a comeback. So we'll see.
Because Star Wars has such a problem not having strong female characters.
Well, I just am curious to see, like, Padme in this Clone Wars is this is toward the end. This is toward the beginning of episode 3. So it's like, I'm very curious to see how they are going to do the thing with Padme and all that. If she's going to be pregnant at that point or.
I don't know.
You know, and who's the Mandalorian?
It looked like Bo-Katan.
It might have been Bo-Katan.
It looked like her armor, but, you know.
We'll see.
You know, there's Mandalorian armors that look alike.
Yeah. Wow, nice. Nice.
Alrighty. Was there any more animation on your list?
I don't think so.
No. All right. Let's move into... Let's go to movies, and then we'll circle back around to TV shows.
Because I know you like that sound effect.
I do enjoy it so
this just
very much.
In! At that point, you can do it.
Yeah. All right, so the first one I have here, and I don't know if it's the first one on yours, is Godzilla King of Monsters.
Yeah, like I said, I just did the list of subs. When you get to...
Probably after Grindelwald.
Yeah, there's the Predator.
Okay. All right, so too much Miley Stevens Brown, what? I don't know.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Cougar
it?
Mellencamp.
Isn't it Millie Bobby Brown?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
Bobby Millie Brown?
I like Miley Cougar Mellencamp.
She should
That's
break in a song every once in a while and just sing Bobby Brown songs.
It's my prerogative.
I was going to say the Ghostbusters 2 song.
Anyway, too much of her. Way too much of her.
Because of strong female characters.
Well, but her mom apparently is a monster.
Literally.
So.
What you're going to find out is that she's baby Godzilla.
No, she's.
Is she psychic?
She's
because
negative.
Because she holds her head a lot.
She's
like,
negative 11 this time.
She's holding her head a lot in that movie. Like, wait a minute. Are you just playing the same character?
I think it
is.
Is the same
this
character
from Stranger Things?
It's like. So
this is 11 from a parallel universe.
Negative 11.
No. This is positive 11.
Square root of 11.
There you go.
Anyway,
oh yes, because you can do 11 squared.
Yeah, right.
She wears a shirt with just 11 in it.
There you go. The scene where Godzilla is kind of trudging along and the jets are flying behind him is so freaking cool. Because it's like, oh, they teamed up with Godzilla
G-Force.
This time.
It's
yeah.
G-Force.
Oh, yeah.
So. Well, and did you see Bear McCreary doing the music for the
yeah.
movie? Yeah.
So, Kim Watanabe's back.
Everybody's back.
Yeah.
What's her name
Everybody
from In
survived.
The Shape of Water?
Yeah.
I didn't see Quicksilver.
Or Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
So...
Weird.
So weird.
It's just weird.
Well, because that was before.
1 year they're
Avengers.
A husband and wife, and the next year they're brother and sister.
And, you know, and they like, always who? Had the weird incestuous relationship anyway.
Like, who?
What?
Who thought of that? Brian anyway. Cranston's back playing Ghidorah.
He's playing a skeleton.
No, he's playing so, King Ghidorah.
Yeah. It was cool seeing all the monsters.
Where's Kong?
I think they're saving Kong.
Till the end of the movie.
I think what's going to happen is, like, Kong's going to, like, fly in on some creature from Skull Island.
Nice.
And like, you know, save the day.
You're just going to see him swimming.
Just a backstroke.
Dun, 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 dun. The Godzilla music just playing as he's
and
stroking
then
through
the
water.
He gets to the shore of San Francisco, and he's bent over, and he's like, just a second.
Yeah.
With just the one finger up. Just hold on. I got it. Just yeah. let me catch my breath.
Are they in San Francisco again?
I don't know. I was just assuming. Cause,
just destroy all the Pacific yeah. Rim.
Yep, exactly.
Yancey and...
Rally.
Rally and Yancey showing up.
Gypsy Danger.
Gypsy Danger. That's an old retired one there.
Gypsy Avenger. Yeah. All right.
I still haven't seen that movie.
You don't need to see it. Like, yeah. honestly, like, yeah. It was okay.
Who made that? Legendary, was it Warner Brothers?
This is Warner Media.
Warner Media made Pacific Rim 2.
Oh, no, no. That was Legendary.
Oh, that was Legendary. So, but yeah. who put it out? Was
Legendary.
It Warner?
No, no. It was... Oh, who... I don't know who distributed it.
I was going to say, just send me a sample.
Just a DVD of it. You don't even need the Blu-ray.
Yeah, you don't have to send a DVD. So. You don't. Just send me a digital code.
Yeah. P.O. Box 182, Kings Mills, Ohio, 45034.
Just send me a digital code. My email's on the
yeah.
website.
Johnny@infamouspodcast.com. Yeah. Do you ever check that one?
No. Oh, I should probably.
I showed you how to. Oh, you have a new phone. You probably need to put it on there.
Yeah, probably.
All right. So yeah, there's no way I'm not seeing this movie in the theater.
Right.
But it was
you
a
better go
rather,
see it in a movie theater with a good sound system. That's
yes,
all I can say.
It was a rather well because you got to have the Godzilla sound.
Right.
But it was a rather lackluster trailer for me.
I don't think they should show everything.
Well. It was. It
we
was,
seen
it
Mothra.
So it wasn't lackluster because they didn't show enough.
They showed enough of the monsters.
It was lackluster because it was too much Miley Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh. She's got a different name every time now?
No, she's Miley Cougar Mellencamp.
Miley
from now
Luke
on.
Picard.
I like that one. That's hilarious.
Miley 2D2?
Like, don't. No. Miley 1 Kenobi.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah. Let's keep going. Trying to think.
You're thinking of hyphenated names that you can, or multiple names like that?
Multiple names. Miley the Gray.
Miley Earl
Miley
Haley.
The White. Now she's part of. Miley Baggins. We're not picking on her. Let's stop. Before
Miley,
we get any
Miley,
snowflakes.
Miley Weather. Tuke.
Before we get any snowflakes out
name.
There.
It's Miley Bobby Brown.
I'm pretty sure.
So
I'm pretty
and
sure.
We have praised her repeatedly
but, yeah,
for
that's
two
what I'm
seasons.
Saying. But
of,
in this
yeah.
in this current atmosphere of you know, snowstorms of snowflakes or the reverse, because both seem to be like hitting at the same time.
They're all snowflakes.
It's a
it's
literally
it's
a
blizzard.
Flood.
It's
a
blizzard
flood.
Of you know nonsense. Anyway,
we'll just call that a blizzard of bullshit.
I just felt like
it.
They showed too much of.
I liked it.
The random little girl in
Mothra.
The movie. Yeah,
we seen Ghidorah.
Yep.
I think we seen Angoras. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We seen one where I was like, I don't know who that is.
There was one I did not know
yeah.
that it was. So.
I'm thinking it was Mothra in caterpillar form.
Yeah, it looked like because it was coming up
yeah.
out of the volcano.
Yeah,
and
so I'm like. we've seen enough of those, but I was just like, where's King Kong?
Yep.
I'm like, because it's called King of Monsters.
Yeah.
So you should have the
King Kong is.
Yeah.
Where's Denzel?
Denzel?
Because King Kong ain't got nothing on him.
I would think Denzel would be awesome in these movies.
Hell yeah.
As a scientist?
Yeah.
Yes. Get that down.
Let's get Coach Taylor out of there.
Let's get that going.
Replace Coach Taylor with Denzel.
So here's the confusing thing about Coach Taylor being in there. Have you ever seen Peter Jackson's King Kong?
Yeah, he was in that.
Coach Taylor's the filmmaker. Yeah. I'm like,
what?
He's the actor.
Jack Black was the filmmaker.
Is this his great-great-grandson?
Who knows?
It's all because of 11 Squared. Mm-hmm.
So.
And she's his kid. Or his grandkid.
Kid, yeah. And the mom is the monster for...
Is it Vera Farmiga?
Yeah.
So it's, a Norman Bates mom.
Yeah. I still have never watched that.
I watched the first season and it was good.
Yeah.
I just never got to finish it. She's in the Conjuring movie. She plays...
Which, again, they're on HBO. Warren. I need to watch
those.
Those
I would recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because remember when that came out, I was like, I want to see this movie in the theater, and then whatever happened.
I don't think you needed to see that. I enjoy watching horror movies more at home.
All right, I'm going to jump around a little bit because I want to save the one that's after this for a little bit later. Let's talk about Glass.
Why don't we just talk about The Predator then?
I'm not interested in this movie.
Is that guy in The Predator, the guy from Logan? Robot Arm?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know his name.
This has a solid cast. He's not Chad Michael Murray.
Right.
That's all I know.
Yes, exactly. That's who he looks like.
Yeah.
So this is a solid cast.
Yeah, it's Olivia Munn. It's Keegan Michael Key. It's not Chad Michael Murray. Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah, Sterling K. Brown.
So
it just looks like it might be fun. And it looks like it might be like somehow branching to Predators.
Yeah.
The Rodriguez
produced.
Because there's a giant Predator or whatever he is in there.
That first trailer was so lackluster and just dumb.
I think I want to go see it just because of the people and the Predator.
I mean, we'll see it because we like Predator.
Right, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, we're that core. We are the
it
core
better be
audience
a Christmas
for this
time,
stuff
though.
Now. Yeah.
It better be at Christmas time.
But, yeah.
It looks like it's winter time, so.
So, we'll see.
It's Halloween, actually. I think it's Halloween because I'm pretty sure that, like, the kid's wearing a Halloween mask at some point.
Okay.
So
a Michael Myers Halloween mask?
No, just a Halloween mask.
Yeah, like, Austin Powers, Michael Myers.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty funny, Baby Driver. Anywho. That wasn't
funny.
No.
That's like asking, you know, why a duck has feathers.
Oh God. Go ahead.
If you're curious why a duck has feathers, just send us a message and we'll answer you back.
Email Johnny.
Don't
Johnny
email me.
At infamouspodcast.com.
Don't email me.
He will tell you.
I don't read my emails.
I'm going to put it on his phone so he won't have an excuse.
No, I'll delete it.
I'm going to turn all his notifications off.
I will turn them all off. I do know how to do that.
Okay.
Much.
Glass. What did you think?
I'm ready for Glass.
Dude, I'm pumped for Glass. I was
if
late.
If you're a fan of Unbreakable and haven't seen
Split
yet, you need to see Split.
So I was late to the game on Split.
Yeah.
I was real late to the game on Split.
You seen Split like months after I told you to see Split.
You gave me Split to watch.
And you never watched it.
And I didn't watch it till it came on HBO.
Right, yeah.
You
gave it back to me.
It sat in the PlayStation for months.
Yeah.
And I gave it back to you. And it's like, I'll watch this eventually when it hits something.
Because I bought it. Somebody, I want to say it was Nathan from Horror Hound, had posted, if you haven't seen this movie and you want to see a really good M. Night Shyamalan movie, it's like he's back.
Which I thought that was an oxymoron. A good M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I think that some of his early stuff is
well,
really
no, his
good.
Early stuff, yeah.
Well, but, that's what they were like, saying. That's what Nathan was saying is like, if you liked Sixth Sense, if you liked Unbreakable.
So Unbreakable is my favorite Shyamalan movie. And Unbreakable is one of my favorite superhero movies. Like, even though it's questionable if that's a superhero.
It is.
Anyway, I loved Split.
Yeah.
Once I finally watched it.
And it was, I mean, even without the tagged ending on that.
Yeah.
It still was like one of the best like horror psychological drama movies that I've seen in a long
time.
And
James McAvoy is an amazing actor.
And then on top of it, like you didn't, the HBO doesn't have special features or
sometimes
anything.
They do,
some of them,
but
so this was one of those movies where I literally watched it and then watched all the special features like after it, and Shyamalan was very like was aware of what he had like done over the years, mm-hmm. like that people didn't like, because he talked about how he did movies, the first few movies were done for him,
yeah,
and then the next few movies were done for his kids, so the Airbender
yeah.
movie and exactly and then what is that Lady in the Water,
yeah,
the one with Bryce Dallas Howard,
no
yeah
it's Paul Giamatti,
yeah, Bryce Dallas
Howard. Bryce Dallas Howard in that one too,
she's the Lady in the Water.
Oh,
that's a fairy tale.
I never saw that one.
You probably didn't. It was it. Yeah, it's not great. It's yeah. not bad.
I think it's okay that
it was
I haven't
done
seen
as a
it.
Fairy tale for his kids, and he converted it into a movie. Mm-hmm. Like he had told them this story, and that, and then he did it as a movie. And I don't think it translated well.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
The Village was done for.
I
him.
Liked The Village.
The Village is a really well done movie.
I liked Signs.
I don't like Signs. I don't know if I like it or not. It's one of those movies where I enjoy watching it, but I'm just like, there's still stuff about it where I'm like, this is dumb.
So what I don't understand about Signs
mm-hmm.
is you have aliens who come to a planet that 2/3 of its terrain will kill them.
Well,
and at any moment, the sky can open up
and rain,
and pun intended, rain death upon them.
So there's an explanation of what that is. They're not aliens. They're demons.
Okay.
Because the water in the house that the little girl is blessed.
Water.
Yeah, it's blessed. So that's how they were easy.
So it's not just water.
It's blessed water. Yes, exactly.
So they're vampires.
No, they're not. They're demons. Yeah. They're little. They're literally like the one that they said you see on the camera doesn't look like an alien. It looks more like a monster, like a demon yeah. type thing. So, you know, and I think that this movie is going to, like, you know, be a fulfillment of something that he started with Unbreakable.
Agreed.
And that Split just, he lucked out that people really liked it.
I think that you got to put that on Jason Blum with Blumhouse.
Oh, Blumhouse. And he's,
or Blum,
he,
yeah.
Yeah, he so. Talks about working with Blumhouse yeah. and how Blumhouse pushed him to be better.
Well, because he got into the whole, like, there was the whole Robot Chicken thing, right? It was like, what a twist. You know, everything was a twist with him.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, and this movie didn't have, like, a twist like that. Like, the twist was literally just something that they had been talking about the
right.
whole movie.
It
and
wasn't,
you're like, ah, this is not going to be real.
Right.
And then when it's real,
right.
and you're like, holy crap. It's like, okay, the
so,
beast.
So back to the Glass trailer.
Yeah.
You have the three of them in the room together being
oh, yeah,
psychoanalyzed.
Yeah. Sarah Paulson walks in.
And it's like, holy.
She's scary.
She is
scary
terrifying
to me anyways.
I wonder what her power is. Maybe she's like mind control.
I was
or
happy
something.
To see that the girl's coming back.
Yep. The girl
I
from
can't
Split.
Remember her name, but
yeah.
she's got a power too.
Yeah.
It's just her power isn't like super.
It's she has a non overt power.
Yeah.
So
it controls the beast.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He has
respect for her.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
because
he got away or she got away.
Well, literally because he's seen that she is scarred too. And that, but it's a, like, you know, a respect that I'm curious to see how they're going to do that.
Yeah. Cause it looks like she was teaming up with Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis's son is back.
Yeah.
I don't know if Robin Wright is going to be in it or not.
It didn't look like yeah. she was in the trailer.
Well, I mean,
but
you know,
it doesn't
who
mean
knows?
Anything.
It's Shyamalan. So
yeah. I will say, I really, really, really...
Sam Jackson. in this.
I'll get to Sam Jackson in a second. I really, 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 really hope that we have a Bruce Willis that cares about this. And not the Bruce Willis you get in most things these days.
You mean like playing the character?
Just the Bruce Willis that is invested in the character and happy to be on set.
Oh, I think...
And acting
from the behind the scenes pictures I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like
well, he likes Shyamalan. He
the it, what's it called? The
it's like Tarantino. He likes working with Tarantino.
The Bronson remake that he did.
Death Wish. Just phoned it in.
He doesn't even care.
Well, right. You gotta pay the bills.
Like I think there's a couple points where like someone just calls him Bruce and he's like, what?
Just gotta pay the bills at this point.
So anyway,
he's not a spring chicken anymore. This is the perfect thing for him because it's a character that he's played before that has aged like he has.
Right.
And there's the one point in there where he bumps into McAvoy's character and sees all the visions. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So, see like that stuff.
To see all the carnage.
Yeah. And I'm sure that we're going to see other
supers.
Yeah. Whatever they'll be called in this.
All right. Sam freaking Jackson.
Just the smirk on his face at certain points in there, I'm like, oh, dude, he fell right back into character.
You can call me Glass.
Yeah. Mr. Glass. Yep.
It was so, like, I'm pumped for this. I absolutely cannot wait.
Definitely. And I think it's smart that they're releasing it in January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Split did really well. It was released in January, so.
Well, it's like Deadpool. The first Deadpool was in February, and it did really well.
Yeah.
And the second Deadpool should have been in February, because it is not a summer blockbuster movie that can compete with the Avengers. And the quality was not there.
I don't think I still wouldn't have enjoyed it.
I don't know. Well, I'm not saying you would have enjoyed it. I'm just saying it would have had a better box office.
It's kind of like Blade 3.
It's what happens when you go full Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't think about Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
All right. The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic Beasts.
Yes, well, but... I am so pumped for this movie.
Do you think that they should start just calling them the Wizarding World?
Yes. I don't think they should call this. I've had this conversation probably 3 times since this thing went up with other people.
Yeah.
One, Fantastic Beasts is my favorite Harry Potter movie.
But it's not a Harry Potter movie.
Well, whatever. Of this world, it is my favorite movie.
It's a Wizarding World movie.
Yes. Who's calling?
Random numbers.
Oh, all right.
The ones you don't answer because it'll say in 7 days.
If you don't forward this phone call to 17 people, you will die.
Yep. In 7 days, you will not poop.
No, I agree with you. Like,
what worse death could there be?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Anyway, this looks awesome. You know how I feel about magic.
Yeah.
Like when it's a tacked on thing. Like this is a case of seeing a magical architecture that's pre-built. Everyone's good at it. It's not just kids who happenstance fall into spells. Right. So this
we're at Hogwarts in this one, but we're not at Hogwarts
as a student.
With the main character being a student at Hogwarts.
Correct. So
did I contradict myself because the main character is at Hogwarts for a minute in a flashback sequence? Damn it.
They're bringing everybody back.
J.K. Rowling?
Well, and so like her and David Yates teaming up. This is for the Wizarding World. This is the dream team.
Right. Which of the Harry Potters did he direct?
He did Azkaban. He did 4 of them.
So he did the last 4 then.
Yeah. Well, okay. He did 3, but then he didn't do 4, and he did 5, 6, 7, 8, I believe.
Did he do 3?
Yeah, he did Azkaban. Because he was the first one who came on after Chris Columbus left.
No, that was Alfonso Cuarón.
Oh, you're right. He did 4 through 8. He did the last 5. Never mind.
Did he?
Yeah. I do believe.
Well, I'm checking. We'll do some fact checking while we're recording.
All right, so I'm going to gush about this movie. Eddie Redmayne is amazing as Newt Scamander. 2, I don't care what you think about Johnny Depp. I feel like he is going to be amazing in this role because he's finally not playing Jack Sparrow or Christine Baranski as Willy Wonka.
Jack Sparrow.
Sorry, he's not playing Captain Jack Sparrow. Or Christine Baranski, or doing an imitation of Christine Baranski as Willy Wonka, which was awful.
Man.
So, yes, I'm definitely excited to see this. Zoe Kravitz looks like her character is going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And then you have Dan Fogelman back.
You're on the name
thing.
It's the name game.
It's the Comic-Con name game.
Yeah.
And then freaking Jude Law. Jude Law is going to be the perfect young Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm. At least you got that name right.
And we got to meet Nicholas Flamel. And it was very, very cool. this whole trailer. He did four?
He did Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince, Deathly Hallows 1 and 2.
So five.
No. Four. Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Deathly Hallows 1 and 2.
Yeah. The Half-Blood Prince. Pfft, the half-baked movie.
Yeah, because they didn't do the whole book in
the
movie.
They did none of the book. They did very little of that book.
They killed Dumbledore. I mean, come on. That's all they needed to do.
Yeah.
He also directed The Legend of Tarzan. Have you watched that one?
With Alexander Skarsgård? I have not.
Oh, dude. It's really good.
All right. I'll watch it this weekend. All right.
That's actually a Tarzan movie I would recommend because it was directed well, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's not the story you expect.
Is it kind of like the Robin Hood with Russell Crowe?
No, it's still Tarzan.
Okay.
It's Tarzan who's been living in England for a while.
Oh.
But he's still Tarzan. I mean, he's still...
He was King of the Apes.
Greystoke and all that. But it's a story about him having to go save Jane. But like, not a way you would expect it to be.
Like George of the Jungle.
Yes, exactly. With Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson is in this movie and actually is really good in this movie.
Sam Jackson is usually good if it's a good movie.
He's not over the top.
Yeah. Okay.
And that. Skarsgård's good. You know.
I like Skarsgård.
Vampire Bill, but you know.
No, he wasn't Vampire Bill.
Not Vampire Bill. Vampire Viking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Viking Vampire. How do you put it? What would you call him? Viking Vampire or Vampire Viking?
A Vampkin?
VV.
A Vampkin.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
A Vikepire?
A Vikepire. That's what I was going to go with first, and it just didn't sound right in my head. So.
Vikepire totally sounds right. Like, oh shit, here comes the Vikepires. They're Vikings and they're vampires. We're screwed.
Run. They have axes and teeth.
Remember how Brian explains the thing with the guy with his lungs thrown over his shoulder and that?
Dude, the Blood Eagle is the coolest thing ever.
So there's a couple of those vampires who just do that for fun.
They call that a buffet.
Yeah. Well, they wear it.
Or a trough.
They wear it like a trophy.
All right. Cool. So let's get to the newly minted, rebranded DC Universe.
Oh, is that what it?
Yeah. They dropped the E. They got the E out. It's just DC Universe.
Oh, now. I didn't even notice that.
You didn't?
No. Yeah. It's not DC Entertainment anymore. It's DC Universe.
Yep. So there's that.
Subscribe now.
$75.
Hey, you know what? DC Universe, if you want to do like something with us, like, you know, like sponsorships.
4 weeks ago, I rebuilt your universe for you for free.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to that first. If you want to be a sponsor, you know what? I'll tell everybody to subscribe to that service.
Yeah.
But that's a lifetime sponsor.
I need a lifetime membership.
And my other name's Nicholas Flamel.
All right. Aquaman.
What?
The Man of Aqua. So Aquaman.
Does he have a shaving cream and a razor?
Yep. So
he needs Jason, trim it down a
shave
little
bit. Shave it down.
Trim it.
Like, you know, like in Dark City, shut it down. Shave it down. I actually enjoyed parts of this trailer.
So my one comment that I've never made for a DC movie ever before was, this might be worth seeing in 3D because of Atlantis.
So
Atlantis looked awesome.
Okay, what little bits we saw I liked of Atlantis. Right. I like that whole thing on the plane at the end, you know? Hey, man, it's a redhead. Yeah. And then he dives out after her.
Right.
Into
the sand, of all things.
Patrick Wilson is so miscast as King Orm.
Yeah. That's the last of the Zack Snyder ripples you'll get.
I hope. But he's just not a great actor.
He's okay.
And he doesn't... Like, he's good as Night Owl. Because Night Owl is a bumbling turd.
Right. Like he would have made more sense like if they would have went with a young Jim Gordon in this universe instead of J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
He would have been a good Jim Gordon. Yeah. He would have been a good cop. I like J.K. Simmons as Gordon, but yeah, you I like probably won't too. See anything with that.
No, that's done.
Yeah.
But as like a badass, I don't buy it. I just don't buy him as a badass.
Right.
And
well, that's why you have Black Manta.
Well, who's the actor playing that?
I don't know. I do not know.
You do not know. Okay. One.
A new guy.
I liked the still images of the Black Manta, or let's just call him Manta. Costume.
Why are we just calling him Manta?
I don't know. From the Black Manta costume.
Black
I liked
is beautiful.
I liked the still images of it. In motion on the TV, I wasn't quite as sold. So
Randall Park's in this movie too.
Cool.
Is he in every superhero movie now?
Yeah, pretty much.
So is Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait, I'm confused about something, but I'll have to look that up.
What is it?
Jaimin Hansu is the Fisherman King in this. He's also...
He's Shazam.
He's the wizard. Yeah. He's not Shazam. He's the wizard.
Well, it's the Rock of Ages, whatever it is.
So David Kane / Black Manta is played by an actor called Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. This is somebody new to me.
That is a mouthful of a name. The second.
Oh.
What else has he been in?
I'm looking that up. Oh, okay. So he is in one episode of The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
He's going to be in the Watchmen TV series.
Okay.
He played Sergeant Ellerby in Baywatch.
Okay.
Which is why you didn't recognize him, because he had a full-on beard and right. everything.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
He was in The Get Down, which is a Netflix series.
I've watched a couple episodes of it. It wasn't for me.
He played W.D. Wheeler in The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. His first thing was a short called Crescendo.
Cool.
Where he actually used his real name.
Yeah.
And then his second thing was a movie called The Vanishing of Sidney Hall.
Okay. Never even heard of that one.
Right. So I liked
that
they did that.
Yeah.
That
they have a nobody.
Have,
relative well, nobody.
But. A new actor.
Yeah.
Well, that's the nice way of putting it. Not a nobody. Nicolas Cage could be considered a nobody at this point.
No, because he's Nick Cage and he's immortal throughout history.
No, he's just immortal throughout banking notes to pay off stuff. I watched a thing about National Treasure 3 and why it hasn't been made. And
okay.
Part of it is that.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. Because he's pretty much doing anything, and Disney's kind of like, no.
You mean Mom and Dad turned them off?
Mom and Dad, I've heard, is really good.
It's on Hulu. I'm going to watch it at some point.
Yeah. So Aquaman looks fun, interesting, but I'm not like hyped about it.
Yeah.
The other one, Shazam.
Oh my God.
So there's things about it that I'm not hyped about still.
I didn't realize DC filmmakers knew how to shoot during the daytime.
Or that they could make an actor smile.
Or that they could compel me to want to watch a movie from a trailer.
Or that he can't fly.
Or that it's Chuck freaking Bardowski.
Or that there's kids in this movie.
Dude, that kid.
And their parents don't get killed.
No.
They just don't have parents.
Right. They're orphans.
They're foster children.
I'm a disabled foster kid. What's not, you know.
when he touches his chest when he's Shazam for the first time, I'm like, oh yeah, we're getting Captain Marvel Jr. before the end of this movie.
Well, and we'll like hopefully we get the whole Marvel family.
Oh yeah.
But at some point. It doesn't have to happen in the first movie.
This is
and
kind
actually,
of based off of the
DC,
Jeff
Johns
story.
Do not let this happen in the first movie. Do not give us the entire Marvel
Just Marvel
family.
Jr.
Yeah.
At the end. And Talkie Tawny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to do the Talking Tiger.
So, I like the Billy Batson, I choose you as my champion.
Yeah.
Was really cool. When he stuck up for the kid and beat the bullies up.
Yeah.
Was really cool. Yeah. And then took off running. And then, you have bullet immunity.
Bullet immunity.
That was great. It's like, that's exactly
well,
what a kid
would say.
Well,
it's modern time, so it's like, you know, it's all video game
right.
talk and that. And it's like, I just was like, I like that this movie does what a kid in a superhero movie would do.
Yeah.
Let's find out what you can do.
Right.
Literally like, and it's like test one, test two. It's like, you know, it's...
Well, it harkens back to the first season of Heroes with Claire.
Yeah.
And, you know, as she dives through and jumps and sticks her hand in the garbage disposal.
Let's just test everything we can. Yeah.
Let's just do it right. So
I mean, Zachary Levi, good comic timing.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a good actor, but he's got good comic timing, which I think that they needed somebody for this character with that.
I feel like this is going to be very much like an Ant-Man type movie for them.
Yeah, yeah. And,
or very much like Iron Man, even, where it's that self-contained.
April?
Yes.
Is it March or April?
I think April.
So I'm like, a good time to do it.
Yeah.
You know, no, not going up against any blockbuster stuff. I think that, like, and that was the thing when we watched the trailers that she said, why is Aquaman coming out at Christmas time?
I don't know, but it's going up against the Mary Poppins Returns.
It's going up against a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so I have a feeling they're
going
to move
like,
that.
It's going to get pounded. It should be out in November.
Yeah.
Like, put it out right at
the
Thanksgiving.
The beginning of November.
No, I would have put it out Thanksgiving.
But then it's going up
stuff.
Against Fantastic Beasts.
Is that in November? Yeah. I thought that was December also.
No, that's the end of November. It's that Harry Potter slot. You know. It's that slot that Thor used to hold.
Right.
It would be Thor, and then 2 weeks later, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Warner Entertainment needs to look at that.
You do it the week after Thanksgiving, or the week after Halloween, whatever that Friday is.
Yeah.
And that's when you release that movie. I was shocked at how well the DC universe presented themselves.
Well, they
at
had to present themselves really well because Marvel wasn't there.
And it's Warner Media now.
Right.
Like, so it's not even Warner Brothers because the Comcast deal.
Sure.
It was a very interesting week for them, and hopefully these trailers are not just a flash in the pan.
Right.
Hopefully this is a new direction. I still firmly believe that these two movies and Wonder Woman 1984 should not exist in a shared universe at this point. Just let them run their course and start.
Because if you see that
Justice
in the
League
Shazam
over.
Movie, you see. Yeah. Newspaper clips.
Well,
from...
see that. Well, they have the batarang. They have a bullet that bounced off of Superman, and so yeah. Now, I did not see. Are they in National City like they should be?
I don't think they even mentioned that.
Or is National City now Supergirl's home thanks to the Supergirl?
We'll see.
CW show.
We'll see.
Anyway, all right.
On to the quick TV live action TV stuff.
Yeah. So there was.
We'll do this real fast.
Lightning
Doctor
round.
Who, you probably don't care.
It's not that I don't care.
My one thing that I said, I look forward to Doctor Who as a series to watch, like pretty much all of them at once, like a binge watch.
Right.
She better not get pregnant in this first season at all.
The actress.
If they make Doctor Who get pregnant in this first season, you jump the shark.
You're done
at that point, because this isn't stunt casting. They did this on purpose. It wasn't like, we're just going to make it a woman because everything has to be female now. It was something they've talked about for years, and they finally decided that it's something to do.
Right.
But if you make her pregnant, like if Doctor Who gets pregnant by some kind of alien reason.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done, because that's not what I need.
Yeah.
I need it to be entertaining and tell a story.
I will say there's one thing I want to happen in this.
What?
I want Captain Jack to show up this season.
Captain Jack supposedly is showing up this season.
I want him to show up, and I want him to hit on the Doctor like he did when it was David Tennant.
Well, right.
Flirty Jack. Yeah, just, you know, omnisexual.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't
matter. So that's my one thing with this this season. I'm looking forward to it, but
so
I'm
for
just
me,
like...
it's because
I liked her on the... what was it? The show that she did with David Tennant, the one that was
Broadchurch. Right.
She was the mom of the kid who gets murdered. She really is a good actress.
Yeah. So you say I don't care about this. I do.
I don't think
I
that
want
it was
it
a matter
good,
of care, but it's just you don't.
This
you're not
is,
a Doctor Who watcher like that.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Like Matt Smith ruined Doctor Who for me.
And I enjoyed Peter Capaldi.
I liked Peter Capaldi.
Yeah.
But I also missed. What, three seasons of Doctor Who?
Right.
Because I could not stand Matt Smith as Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And so I'm out of the loop. And, you know, you guys have told, there's several, you've told me a couple other people of like, well, just watch these specific episodes. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I just don't buy him as the Doctor. I don't think he's
the only episodes
good,
that like I
the
would
fact that he's
recommend.
Nominated for an Emmy for The Crown is mind boggling.
He's good in that.
Anyway.
Well, he's playing Philip.
Yeah.
I mean, all what you have to do is go back and watch the historical
footage. Then and play you shouldn't get nominated for an Emmy.
But he was good. I mean, he was good in The Crown. But and I think that he's learned a lot from doing Doctor Who that he doesn't do Doctor Who anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you look at Matt Smith, and I don't think Doctor Who anymore.
Okay. Okay.
David Tennant, I still think Doctor Who because David Tennant hit every
iconic.
Mark.
He was an iconic Doctor. He was on level with Baker and some of those guys.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to just seeing what she does.
Yeah, I'll wait till it's done and hits Amazon
and
I'll watch it all. Too many.
No, not too many. Three companions, one a young female, one a young male, and then an older male. Yeah. And I'm like, about time you do that again. Yeah. You know, have an older person.
So we'll see. I'm going to, like I said, I'll wait till it all hits Amazon and watch it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I did with the last season of Capaldi's because BBC America wasn't airing it.
Like, interesting.
At the right times or whatever.
Okay, so as Bob said, Star Trek Disco.
Yeah. Still wouldn't buy the service.
Yeah.
But I'm more enthusiastic for the show now.
Anson Mount looks the part.
Captain Pike.
Curious why his uniform is different. Why the
Discovery
crew.
And I think that we'll get an explanation for that this season because of that. Because at one point he is wearing theirs, but he's temporarily in command, which, you know, I'm like, this is how they play that now.
And we saw the Enterprise.
Spock is mentioned as being
Spock
on a special
is
mission.
Show up.
Oh, yeah.
So
hopefully it's Zachary Quinto. Hopefully.
Who knows?
That one, I hope that they actually just do that and just because he's so good as Spock.
He is. He's very, very good as Spock. Okay.
And he's hosting a show on the Travel Channel or something now. So
The Purge.
The Purge.
Okay. If this is anything more than a 10-episode event, it's a failure. If this is a 10-episode miniseries, I definitely want to watch this.
Well, and the one thing I said about it, and I was talking to her about it today, we watch a YouTuber called The Tim Tracker.
Right.
Goes to Halloween Horror Nights every year, and they have a purge area.
Okay.
I literally said to her, because I was thinking about it today, and I'm like, this looks like it's based off of that. Because there's a lot of crazy stuff in that setup, and because there's the people that go out and sacrifice themselves for the purge in this preview, it shows people, and I'm like, that looks like something that would have been in the Horror Nights, the Halloween Horror Nights thing. That's at Universal Studios.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm like, it looks cool.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll check it out. I like those movies. I still got to watch the new one that was just in theaters.
I haven't watched any besides the first one, but it was like this thing. I was like, I'll watch this anyways.
All right. The Night Flyers.
I'm just curious to see how they do it. It's on USA.
Yeah, that's what was interesting to me. The Night. Well, but they did Mr. Robot where they cuss and they do stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
it was later in the night type thing.
All right. The Night Flyers with George R. R. Martin. Dude, why aren't you finishing your books?
Well, he's just a producer on this.
I don't care. He should be finishing the books. He was in an interview for the preview that I watched. And he should be finishing.
Well, Night Flyers was written way long before Game of Thrones ever came.
No. But he's off doing other things that's not writing.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's on sci-fi.
Horror. It's a sci-fi horror show.
It reminded me. They're like, oh, it's brand new, and it's like, no, this is Event Horizon.
No, Event Horizon is Night Flyers.
Okay.
Night Flyers has been around since like the early 80s.
Fair.
There
enough.
Was actually a movie.
Okay.
There was a
Night. Yeah,
Flyers.
The Night Flyer.
No, there was a movie called Night Flyers, and it was based off of this story, too.
Okay, so I don't know. The sci-fi stuff, I typically watch once it hits a streaming service.
For sure.
So,
well, and that's the thing that's misleading is because Netflix also has a preview for this show.
Yeah.
So who knows what if it's going to be on
It might be Netflix overseas.
Yeah,
and not
but it
America.
Didn't say that on there, like, you know.
Right. I'm surprised you wanted to put The Gifted on here.
Because I just was going to say this show didn't do anything for me when I watched it.
Right.
And this trailer did not do anything.
Yeah.
We watched this trailer. It's 3 minute long.
It was not a good trailer.
And I was like, if you wanted to do that right, you should have had an X-Men show up.
All you see in this trailer is Emma Dumont yelling.
Yeah.
Like screaming, like falling down, clutching her pregnant belly. Screaming.
Right. And magnetic stuff happening because of it. But I think that you've seen Vampire Bill is getting mutant powers now.
Well, yeah, because he was a mutant.
Yeah.
Did you not finish the series?
But I'm like, the way that it made it sound was he'll never get his powers back again.
Yeah.
And now he's going to have his powers back. I don't know.
Just hope they use Amy Acker better in season two.
She's going to deliver that baby. That's all she's there for. She's the MacGuffin. This show needs to be canceled.
I enjoyed the first season. Yeah. This did nothing.
I won't be watching.
All right.
And I won't be watching this one either.
This is the last thing we're talking about. I am 100% hard pass.
You were like livid, probably.
Dude, I am hard pass on this. You want to talk about, and we could probably do an entire episode about
Let me tell you what made me go, nope, was when he lands and they're like, where's Batman? And he says, F Batman.
Yeah.
And I went, F the show.
So I saw all these posts of people who obviously have only read the New 52 Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Who were like,
it's the one character from the New 52, the girl who lights up and does whatever she's doing.
Lights up with the hair?
The black girl.
That's Starfire.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done already.
All right. So here's the thing.
Raven looked cool, but Raven, that was the only thing.
Raven
that
is
looked
a,
cool.
like a, an 11-year-old kid.
Well,
Raven
sure.
should be older than Dick.
Well.
Beast Boy isn't. Beast Boy looks stupid.
Oh yeah.
All right. So
Greg Sipe is dressed up as Beast Boy at the
San Diego
better
Comic-Con.
Look better
than
this one does in this
movie. This is what I don't understand. Why do they not hire cosplayers to come and do costume consulting?
Because they're not professionals.
But they are professionals.
No insult to a cosplayer.
But no insult to cosplayers at all. I know you're
but
not.
They're the mindset of Hollywood is they're not professionals. They're not. But they can do more magic with less than most costumers.
Our very good friend Sarah, who I feel is an amazing cosplayer, does it for nothing. Right. And her Sonya Blade costume this past weekend was awesome.
Right. The thing that they have that hasn't come to a reality yet is Sci-Fi Channel, being that they do reality shows, have not done a cosplay design show yet.
They did a cosplay show.
It
was like the people of they did a cosplay competition show.
Where was it?
It was hosted by Yahya Khan and all that.
It wasn't
stuff.
Publicized real well then.
It was canceled. It was not good. Like Meg Turney was on it. So anywho. But back to Titans.
Yeah.
The Robin costume looks good.
I guess.
Ish. Hawk and Dove looked okay.
What you've seen?
But
you didn't see their faces at all.
No.
You just seen them flapping their metal wings around hitting people.
But this is just like, it's that
there's nothing that looked good about this.
It's so dark.
Like Raven looked good because it's a dark show.
Yeah, it's so dark and it's so not what Teen Titans was. And back to my point, there were all these posts of like, oh well, Teen Titans was a dark show and Dick Grayson had problems with Batman. Yeah, but the problems with Batman that Dick Grayson had did not stem to the F Batman level.
Yeah,
it was Batman fired him from being Robin because Dick was off being part of the superhero community and he was spending more time with the Titans than he was in Gotham.
Yeah.
And he said, fine, you're not Robin anymore. And like, I like the retcon that he went to Superman to like, you know, become Nightwing.
Yeah.
Like I actually really like that because it shows his two mentors.
Well, and it explains the Nightwing from Kandor and from Krypton and where that name came from because Superman just offhandedly tells him a story about Nightwing and, Flamebird.
But Starfire looks,
I didn't realize that was Starfire. So
it's
awful. That's how bad
And this is not, I'm not saying the actress looks awful. She's a very beautiful woman. But the getup that they have her in, the power set that they have her using looks awful. I don't care that her skin isn't orange. She can be a black lady. And I saw a bunch of people online being like, well, there were never any black Tamarans. It's like, shut up. That's not the point of this. The point of this is to make a cool ass teen group superhero show.
But they're skipping the teen part and just going to Titans.
Well, fine, but they can but then don't have Beast Boy be 13 years old and Raven be 11.
Are they?
Yeah.
Raven, I know, is young, but Beast Boy looked like he was older.
They're way young. That's because the actor looks way older than the age he's supposed to be playing.
Right,
because
he's probably 20 playing an
11-year-old. And the kid playing Nightwing looks too young to be
Robin.
Playing Dick. Well, he's going to be Nightwing, but he's Dick Grayson as a cop.
He's a cop?
Yeah. You know where that kid's working if he's a cop? 21 Jump Street.
Right.
He's going back to high school to bust drug dealers. Right. He's not a beat cop.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but Jeff Johns is all over this. And this is a huge problem for DC television.
But Jeff Johns isn't in charge anymore.
But he was very much involved in this. He pushed this. This is
when the streaming service is not successful, because
this will get the blame.
I feel like the streaming service is not going to be that successful. We'll have Young Justice Outsiders on Netflix.
Yeah.
This will be gone.
Yeah.
And they'll just go back to streaming the books through Comixology.
Are they taking this stuff off Comixology?
I bet they do.
Well, that would be stupid.
Well, it would be stupid, but it just sounds like a move. Like, they're just trying to one-up Marvel.
But they're not.
And they're not good at one-upping.
Have you watched any of Cloak and Dagger?
No.
It's got a dark palette at the beginning.
Well, sure.
But it's not this. It's not this crap,
right?
You know, and that's one where
I'm just
waiting.
About two kids.
It's two kids who get powers, and right. I'm waiting for that one to finish because I just want to binge it in a couple
it's
days.
On Hulu, right?
It's it's on the Freeform app. There's a bunch of places you can watch it,
right?
But that's the beauty of it. There's a bunch of freaking places where you can go watch this.
No, we got to pull everything in. Limit it where you can see it.
That's not how this works anymore. Like, I understand, like, oh, we want to have our own Netflix and we want to do this and that.
Are you saying that we're becoming less of a shared social media community now?
No.
Well, yeah, you are. I mean, you look at it. You're not saying it, but they're doing it.
I mean, years ago, I mean, if you look at, like, social media and apps and things like that, it used to be Facebook was... You could manage your Facebook, your personal account, your business account, and your messages in there. Now, the personal account is Facebook. Facebook Pages is your business account, and Messenger is your messaging. And neither the twain shall meet.
Right.
Like, you'll get notifications in the apps that other things are happening, but that's it.
Right.
It opens a new app. It closes an app. And that's all for they can show daily active users. They can show downloads, and they can show time in app. That's why that is. And when they can...
It's all profitability.
And with Facebook, when they can do that for three apps, and then I haven't even thrown in Instagram yet because they own Instagram too.
Right.
Like, damn, why even bother?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I am not happy with
like
this.
Like, literally, when you're on Instagram, you should not have to click Facebook to share your pictures.
Yes, correct.
It should just auto share it.
Yeah.
Or,
you know, or you have it where you turn it off where
if you want to turn it off. Right. Yeah.
I mean, you can set it to auto share to your Facebook, but you have to go log in and like, you know,
yeah,
but you're already logged in with your Facebook account.
Right. I choose not to share.
All right. I'm sounding like the old man yelling, get off my lawn. But
get off my lawn, you damn social media.
This show is it's Justice League all over again.
Justice League.
The movie.
Oh.
It's a 100% lack of understanding of the characters. It's a lack of understanding about what the fans want. And it's just filmmakers who do not know how to shoot in the day. Because the Titans are a bright group. They were all brightly colored superheroes.
Sure. Yeah.
Who operated in the daytime.
And Nightwing
not in
the
nighttime. The
Batman of the group operated in the shadows and that type of
stuff. But that didn't come till way later.
But, he still did it.
But as Robin,
I mean, when he became Nightwing, he wasn't always out there like the rest of the team.
I'm sorry, but the template for this show should have been the first four episodes of Young Justice.
Then it would have just been Young Justice.
No, because they could have done the Titans
that way. Even better, the template for this show just should have been Marv Wolfman and George Perez's run.
Well, absolutely. I mean,
but
yes.
But it also seems like, because you mentioned Jeff Johns cannot translate comic books to entertainment well.
No.
But Jeff Johns can write a comic book story like nobody else.
He's a perfectly above average comic book writer.
Right. So it's like one of those things where just keep Jeff Johns away and that's what
they're
doing.
Yeah, do not let him near any of this stuff.
Right. Right. And on that note, we're done.
All right. We will be back next week with our recap episode of the Ohio Touring Comic Show. Once again, thanks to Aaron. Congratulations on an awesome show. Did we miss anything?
No. Because Alita Battle Angel came out after.
Alita Battle Angel didn't even have the balls to air during Comic-Con.
Is that how you feel?
That's how I feel.
Okay.
That movie will be a bomb.
Okay.
Because American audiences do not want to watch anime translated into movies. Because Ghost in the Shell was not a bomb because Scarlett Johansson played the character. Ghost in the Shell was a bomb because it was a crappy movie.
Okay.
Death Note on Netflix was not a bomb because it had a bunch of white kids playing characters. It was a bomb because it was a crappy movie. And the same thing's going to happen with this one.
I thought Death Note was done well enough.
Yeah.
But I've never read the anime either.
Okay.
So. Anyway. I've not read the anime, but watched the anime.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you guys for listening. Any last words? Well.
That's what I thought of most of the trailers.
Yeah, honestly, I'm
not being mean, but
you're not.
For San Diego Comic-Con, it's like you're coming like balls out, you know, all your guns shooting at once type thing.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like most of them did that this year.
Yeah.
As much as some of them, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
I still was like lackluster.
Honestly, other than Shazam.
No. If anybody had a trailer that was like the trailer, it was Glass.
It was what?
Glass. Glass had the.
Yeah, Glass was the trailer. You're absolutely
Glass was the trailer. You know, Clone Wars, like I said, it was like, okay, cool, Clone Wars, but like, why?
Yeah.
It better be an awesome story. That's all I can say.
Yep.
And maybe it has something to tie to the Resistance.
Maybe. That would be cool.
Yeah.
We see a young Poe Dameron. Or his parents, his mom.
We won't see
a younger Poe Dameron's mom.
We won't see his parents either. They were at the Battle of Endor.
Oh, yeah. I guess that was like 30 years later.
Well, it's the idea that, you know, like the epilogue we got with Rebels, will we get an epilogue with this?
Maybe.
Should have just kept it running.
Yeah.
Disney.
Whatever. All right. On that note, we will.
Disney.
See you guys next week.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
The Infamous Podcast was recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Our music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information out about the show by visiting us online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast. There you can stay up to date with the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page. That's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show so we can bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is. And we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. Later.